It's Wednesday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and Andrew finds himself once again on the couch for his weekly therapy session. Journaling has played a crucial role in lifting his spirits, rating his current mood at an impressive 8 out of 10. He's been consistent with his medication, and recently, a new companion has joined his life, a one-month-old pit bull husky mix gifted to him that he proudly named Kobe. I feel like an onion wrapped in layers of emotions, flashbacks, loneliness, and somber thoughts, Andrew shared with his therapist. That's a powerful analogy. She replied, Can you elaborate on that? Andrew continued, Each of these layers reflects the mental and emotional turmoil that brought me to my suicide attempt in high school. Verbal abuse. Emotional abuse. Psychological abuse. Mental anguish. Slanderous words from my mother. First love. First heartbreak, anxiety, depression, panic attacks, extremely introverted personality traits, highly sensitive nature. As I continue to write in my journal, attend our therapy sessions, and take my medication, I find clarity emerging as those layers are gradually peeled away. It's as if the curtain is being pulled back, allowing me to see clearly for the first time in 40 years. I realize that while I cannot change the abuse of my childhood, I can strive to understand my mother's misguided intentions. I've always wanted her to see me as a human being, and now I realize that I must also see her as a human being, an imperfect being capable of errors and filled with sorrow. They continued the session when the therapist asked, How did you manage to complete Marine Corps boot camp with all the stress that is involved? After a 5-second pause, Andrew responded, In boot camp, I realized that I have the ability to compartmentalize certain situations. I immediately understood that all of the actions, yelling, name-calling, and cursing from my drill instructors were never personal. My drill instructors were not responsible for raising and nurturing me. That was my mother's job. My mother's actions were personal, while the drill instructor's behavior was strictly business. What made you join the Marine Corps? She asked. Well, Andrew said calmly. The main reason I joined the Marine Corps was to prove my mother wrong. I wanted her to know and understand how tough I really am. Being a hypersensitive introvert does not make someone a weak person, and I had to show her that. He continued, My two brothers-in-law were both active duty Marines at the time, and I wanted to emulate them as well. Also, as pathetic as it might have sounded at the time, I was still madly in love with Diana Marshall, and my broken heart didn't want to live in the same city that she lived in. Finally, I was desperate to leave Mississippi. If I couldn't go back home to Miami, the next best choice was to join the military, and the Marine Corps was my first and only choice. His therapist listened intently while taking notes. She added, Those are some strong motivating factors. Andrew's therapist asked one final question. How was Marine Corps boot camp? Andrew answered, I wrote about my entire boot camp experience in my journals. Over the next several weeks, Andrew took his therapist on a journey yet again to the past while he told her about the summer of 1983 and Marine Corps boot camp. 83 summer vacation. Andrew was eagerly anticipating his upcoming summer vacation, where he'll visit his sisters in Oceanside and San Diego, CA. He was determined to achieve one main goal during his time away. Get in the best shape possible to be physically prepared for Marine Corps boot camp. He's a few months past his suicide attempt and is slowly moving on with his life. He looked back at that moment and thought, Wow, I'm lucky to still be on this earth after what I did. Although he was accepting the reality of his first heartbreak, Andrew continued to grapple with lingering feelings for Diana Marshall. Despite being unable to forget or stop entirely loving his first love, he strived to view it as a valuable learning experience. Andrew was working hard to adopt a new outlook on life,